The Time Service Control Room, Royal Greenwich Observatory, Herstmonceux, Herstmonceux. Since July 1957, Britain's time signals have originated from Herstmonceux. They are sent to the BBC by landline. The control room contains equipment for the reception and measurement of worldwide radio time signals and for the precise comparison of Herstmonceux's five atomic clocks with each other and, through the medium of the radio time signals, with other atomic clocks at observatories all over the world. Why the leap second? Atomic clocks have observed that while the length of the year seems to be constant, there are minute variations in the Earth's rotation speed, and hence in the lengths of the mean solar day and hour, minute and second, on which Universal Time, GMT, and the world's time signals before 1972 is based. Scientists demand an absolutely uniform timescale, so since January 1972, radio time signals have given international atomic time, based on the rate of decay of this cesium, S-C-C-A-E-S-I-U-M, atom, the length of the atomic second being chosen to coincide with the length of the mean solar second as it was in 1900. Atomic time, used by scientists, and universal time, used in navigation and everyday life, are drifting apart by about 1 second per year at the present time, amounting to 44 whole seconds between the base year of 1900 and 1972. To keep the two more or less in step, the leap second system is used.